Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout goes out, as always, to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, for more information. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us for hour number two. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What you say that we say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sounds good.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic of which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got a phone call here in the back line. Let me see who this is. Hold on a second. Good morning, Captain's America. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Mae Bell. I just want you to know that I would have been there in Washington, D.C., but I just couldn't get in all that pushing and shoving stuff. But I would have been there for all the women. I would have been there for all the pretty women there. Oh, wait a minute. Here comes hell. I got to go.
Wait a minute. All right. You don't suppose.
That sounded like him. Could it have really
Well, it was on the back line, and there's very few people that know that number, and he's one of them, so,
very,
all right.
Very strange. Yeah.
Well, we have strange people floating through here at night. We know that. Oh, and by the way, congratulations to Steve. Steve is our new official leader of the Tea Party Americans in Thailand. So if you want to join the group and you're in Thailand, check out our buddy Steve. Steve in Thailand. Welcome back there, Steve, and thanks for standing up for America.
That's right.
Yeah. So we got one leader over across the pond. We're international.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's see here. The White House retaliated against the Department of Homeland Security chief, who called on President Trump to condemn the Capitol Hill violence, and the fate of the D.C. Capitol Police, as we said, is uncertain. Now, they're talking about moving the secured area around the Capitol out further with those fences and all that sort of stuff. And after what we saw, that's not a bad idea. You know, those big high fences they put up around the White House and whatnot?
Well, that's right, yeah, and they were putting up fences earlier that we saw footage of as well, but they're temporary, but yeah, you're right. I mean, I think everything's on the table at this point.
But then they go back and they make it permanent with the concrete and all that stuff, too. So, and I do think they should definitely make that permanent, because it appears to most of us that pay any attention to what's done and know protocol and know the way things should have been done is that the Capitol Police certainly, and even the D.C. Police, were unprepared for what happened at the rally. They had way up too many people and cops positioned in areas where they shouldn't have been. They should have been elsewhere. And again, had there been a backup behind the Capitol Police, They could have perhaps prevented the incursion from happening, because they didn't, they got run over. Now, I will tell you that one of my friends, who remain unidentified, former chief of police up in the north, he said that the Capitol Police were set up to fail by the failure of leadership, also by the politics of the nature that you have to pay attention and pay politics with the mayor or the city manager or whoever it is you're dealing with. And I do know this. Remember the executive order the president put out about a year or two ago about going after monuments and statues and all that sort of stuff?
Oh, exactly.
Minimum of 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
These people face that type of a charge now.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, Captain, so many people who, you know, did not want to, you know, wanted to oppose Joe Biden in terms of the election as we had on November 3rd, and voted for Trump or voted for, you know, the other guy, basically, you know, they're not inclined to do these
yes.
kinds of things to the Capitol.
Yeah.
And so those that did certainly need to have the full weight of the law come down on them.
And I'm not sure who the security official was in the House, but the House, it says House security official resigns. I wonder if it was a sergeant of arms. Those are the guys in charge of security.
They could well be. We'll definitely see if we can come up with.
Yeah, we'll check
more.
It out in this next break coming up in about a minute. We'll see. But somebody that was one of the House security officials resigned yesterday.
Yes. Well, I think that may be the first of many because of the nature of the failure that went on. Now, granted, people should never have stormed the Capitol in the first place. But second of all, of course, the Capitol has to be a secure building. We simply cannot have our elected officials come under that kind of threat or danger. We have to be able to conduct our government under the rule of law and in peace. It's just that simple. And, you know, Captain, I would think that had the objections been able to be heard, the debate having gone on, even though it was likely not going to change anything from November 3rd, had that played out as it should have, it would have been much better for conservatives and Republicans down the line.
Okie dokie. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. Getting a lot of comments on the Internet tonight. On the direct chat, and I've gotten a couple of emails here too. So I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. I'll tell you what, there's gold in that fire windshield of yours if you've got a chip or a crack in it. So give your windshield an inspection today. And if you do have a chip or a crack in it, you'll get $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you have that windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. They'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. And if you're here in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota to Ocala to Daytona Beach and Port Charlotte, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Remember, premium quality windshields and $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you mention the captain, me, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And make sure you tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And oh, by the way, Kyle, what is it they say?
Auto Glass America.
I caught you with a coffee in your hand, didn't I?
Well, that's right. But, you know, Captain, we just heard from Steve in Thailand. He was kind enough to send in a link to a story, and it does turn out Senate Sergeant at Arms has resigned.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's following the House's top security official stepping down.
Yeah, he is the top security official.
Yep.
And the Sergeant of Arms is responsible for the security. By the way, when they talk about going to someone's house, they send someone there. That's who they send if it's a congressional person, mm-hmm. Congressman. They send the Sergeant of Arms.
That's exactly right. So this is three of the top security officials on Capitol Hill are now stepping down, according to this report. So it's a lot. It's a big deal.
Yes, it is, and I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, well, I guess it is what it is. All right, well, back to the chase. As we move, let's see here. Okay, I got an email here. Let me see what this is. It's from somebody talking about Facebook.
It says, let's see, astounding you continue to use this platform as part of your show. Well, obviously you're seeing it. Now that election fraud has been swept under the carpet, I'm quite sure there'll never be a fair election again. It wasn't Trump's fault that caused the catastrophe yesterday. It was the media that blessed the behavior for a year, this behavior for a year. Well, it was more than that. There's both sides are to blame, right, Kyle?
Well, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, you know, nobody's saying that it was Trump's fault. Okay, so it's not me doing that. If somebody else might be. The Justice Department and the courts are also responsible for not addressing the election fraud issues over the past 2 months. Well, yep, because they said they didn't have enough proof, period. And I can't argue with the court. I can't argue with the judge. That's their department. The Republicans also folded yesterday after the violence. Well, of course they did. You would, too, I think. They mostly suck, and I wouldn't want to be one in a foxhole with the majority of the GOP Senate. I'm back to being a forgotten America in Bootjack, Michigan. All right, well, Kirk, you're in Bootjack, Michigan. Hope you have a nice life, but tell you what, we're moving forward, and we're not backing down.
No, that's right, and we're going to keep telling the truth about things.
That's right.
We're going to keep doing it without fear, and you know, unfortunately, this is a major setback for a lot of people across the country who wanted to continue the tax policy, you know, lower taxes,
yep,
and the whole shebang. But again, we're talking about conservatism here.
We're talking about America here.
America.
Conservatism is part of it. Conservatism is a movement, but we're talking about America. And I'll tell you what, we went through some of the same stuff that's going on right now back with Barack Obama when he took office. We heard him stand there in front of those pillars that night. We're 5 days away from the fundamental transformation of America. Well, here we go again. They're back at it. Guess what? We fought them then, and we won. We're going to fight them again, and we're going to win again. You know why? Because we're not backing down. We're standing up for America. We know how to play the game. We are a lot older and smarter now than we were then because we've been politicking with the best of them, and you want to know something, Kyle?
What's that?
They listen to us.
Well, that's exactly right. But, and you're absolutely right. I mean, the idea is pushing America forward. But in terms of the policies that Joe Biden represents, I think it's going to be very, very, the Biden machine may learn some pretty big lessons in terms of actually trying to govern, even especially in this climate.
They are not going to be able to just do carte blanche, either Nancy Pelosi in the House because of the razor-thin margin she's got, which, by the way, it could be two votes closer to, you know, it could be five instead of seven lead for the simple reason that you've got two races that still haven't been decided. And in both of those races, Republicans are leading.
Well, right. And what was the margin back in like 2009? It was like 40 or 60 or something like that. It was significantly bigger than the razor thin margin that's there right now. So talk about politicking. There's going to be a lot of horse trading, a lot of deals made.
Well,
and I don't think Nancy Pelosi can simply just say,
no,
this is the way it is.
Now, the mainstream media is finding that lawlessness is inexcusable because they glamorize the riots with the Antifa, BLM, and the unrest during the summer, and now suddenly they're going, uh-oh, look what we got here. This is terrible.
Well, that's right. And you know what, Captain? You have been consistent. I have been consistent.
Yep.
And a lot of our colleagues have been consistent of condemning all
of
the
us,
riots.
Especially those of us that are on this same network.
Exactly right.
Yep.
Because we've condemned all the riots from day one.
Yep.
And so we don't have that issue of, well, these are okay and those are not okay. But the mainstream media certainly has a lot of explaining to do as to why suddenly it was mostly peaceful with the building burning down behind you. You know, it's almost comical. But at the very least, we have been absolutely consistent.
Well, AOC came out yesterday with her infinite wisdom and said she demanded Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Josh Hawley be removed from Congress now. She demanded it.
Yeah, well, she can demand it. And of course, what she's doing is she's piling on a
grandstanding.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, I don't know, is, you know, who removes people from Congress except they could be expelled by their particular chamber.
Now, it was bad enough that a police officer died as a result of what happened and several other people did and dozens of police officers were hurt. That was bad enough. But here's the story that makes you, that tells me all I need to know, that there was nefarious forces at work there. Capitol Hill police found pipe bombs at the RNC and the DNC headquarters. And one of them said this was the real deal.
That's right. Yeah. And they were still finding them earlier today, too, I believe.
Yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, they found some ammunition. They found some other stuff hidden in the bushes somewhere around there. I mean, people were getting ready to do some really bad things. And, again, this wasn't necessarily the Trump folks, because I saw the tattoos on some of the individuals. I saw them. I saw the Antifa logos. I saw the Black Lives Matter t-shirt that one guy had when he got yanked, the way he got yanked, and then the shirt got ripped, and then there was his Black Lives Matter t-shirt on underneath.
That's right. And remember,
and he wasn't black either.
That's right. Well, but remember, who does this benefit mostly in terms of dividing us and creating the kind of spectacle, and then, as you said, you know, perhaps even other acts that would have been committed? It doesn't benefit the American people, but it benefits a select few who believe that our division is something that they want, that they're working towards.
Yeah, and after the Capitol chaos, Snapchat joined with Facebook and Twitter in clamping down on Trump's account. Trump's Facebook or Twitter account, or both, have been indefinitely suspended until after the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden.
Well, that's right. And again, I know the president had to remove tweets or whatever, but Facebook is off. Yeah.
Are you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
I have a comment here from a fellow by the name of Jim, and he's in California. He goes, "Why are you calling Joe Biden the president-elect?" Excuse me, Jim, I'll say this one time. Because he is!
Well, he has been certified, that's right.
Jesus.
Yeah, and so, that, in other words, this is this is what's going to be happening on January the 20th.
And believe me, I wish I didn't have to say it. I wish I didn't. But somebody earns a title, they're going to get it. For example, when a former president shows up, do you say, "Hello, Mr. Bush," or do you say, "Hello, Mr. President"?
You'd say, "Hello, Mr. President."
Thank you.
Exactly.
And you do that because of the protocol and because of the position that they gained and this, that, and the other. For example, when my friend Colonel Jim shows up, yes, I know him as Jim. Yes, he knows me as Matt. But when I meet him and greet him, I say, "Good morning, Colonel. How are you, sir?"
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
And that's what we do. Okay, and if you don't understand that, then maybe you better find out why it is we're doing what we're doing, I guess.
Well, exactly. And again, this has been certified. It's not the person that so many people voted for, but you're right.
All right. I'm running out of time. The music's going to start. When we come back, I've been asked a question. How did the D.C. rally riot happen? All right. I got a simple two-answer question, or two-answer statement to that question. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has resigned in the wake of Wednesday's violence at the U.S. Capitol. In her resignation letter, DeVos cited the breach of the Capitol as the inflection point for her, saying that President Trump's rhetoric had a direct impact on the situation. DeVos is the second member of the cabinet to resign over the events at the Capitol. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao tendered her resignation earlier Thursday, saying in a letter to her staff that she was deeply troubled by the day's events. The head of the U.S. Capitol Police will also step down as a result of the riot. Chief Stephen Sund said Thursday that he will resign effective January 16th, and the sergeants-at-arms for both the House and Senate have been removed from their positions. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell removed Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stenger, while House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving tendered his resignation earlier in the day. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we cruise along during the overnight radio nighttime hours here all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. By the way, special shout-out to our pal up there in the Twin Cities, George. He figured this out. How did it happen? What happened in D.C.? Well, it's pretty simple. Nancy's pet skunk got out of her car and chased everyone up the front steps of the White House in horror of getting sprayed. Okay, thanks, George. That's a good one. All right, now, this portion of the program brought to you by friends at Fair and Fair, and here we go. The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Fair will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahAndFarrah.com. Now, don't forget, you can call them 24-7. There's someone there right now to take your phone call at 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. They have offices across Florida and Georgia. So give them a call if you've got any questions to see if you have a case. Farrah and Farrah. That's spelled F-A-R-A-H. FarrahAndFarrah.com. 877-245-6707. Okay, Kyle, you're there, right?
I'm here.
All right. Let's chime in here. Okay, I got a comment from Eric, and then I'll move on to what we're talking about. He said, good morning. Many things can be debated regarding the legitimacy of the certification of this past election. That's the truth. However, one has to respect the office and not unnecessarily the person. The person holding the office of President of the United States is, in fact, the President of the United States. Well said. That's Eric in Seminole.
Well, it's exactly right. And we're going to proceed forward, and we proceed forward because we are looking for the rule of law. Absolutely. Yeah. We live under a rule of law.
Okay. Here we go. How did the D.C. Riot happen? And a question from Perry in Albany, Georgia, is the question. Well, I believe it was twofold. Number one, it was in Washington, D.C., where the city and the mayor already have a track record of not clamping down on such activity from the beginning, a la the summer experiences with Black Lives Matter and Antifa showing up and trying to bum-rush the White House and break into there and this, that, and the other, and what we saw happen there. That's example number one. We had to know this was going to happen because of the large number of people that were going to show up and they were going to be intermixed. And I was telling people a month or two before, be careful what you wish for. You're going to have Antifa mixed in with this crowd. You're going to have Black Lives Matter mixed in with this crowd. And people go, no, it's not going to happen. The Trumpsters will never let it. Really? They didn't even know.
Yeah, exactly. And we've seen the proof in the pudding.
That's right. Now, the D.C. police also and the Capitol Police had no real plan in place. They were far understaffed and outnumbered for anything to take place as far as the police being able to stop this from happening. It didn't happen. And they were had a rough time trying to defend themselves as a couple of dozen or so, maybe more than that, police officers were injured, including two seriously. And just before we came on the air last night, one of them died.
That's exactly right.
So that's the two things that I saw that I would bring out of this. There may be more, but and then again, as I told you, the reason for the police situation is because about half of the police work and about half of the work in the fire service is all politics.
It's all politics, yep.
Yep. That's why the police chief is appointed. That's why the fire chief is appointed. That's politics.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Well, of course, you know, Captain, as a result of all this, I'm sure that we're going to see top-down reviews or at least the calls for those kinds of things to happen, you know.
They're already talking about moving the secured area around the Capitol out further, and I believe that's a must.
Well, certainly. And of course, you know, we have the inauguration coming up, and then again, you know, we cannot live in a world where, again, we can't conduct the business of government for fear that someone's going to come bursting in.
Yeah. Now, for all the people that were saying, oh, the Dow is going to crash, oh, the market's going to go down, oh, buy gold, buy this, buy that. Well, surprise, surprise, the Dow actually closed above 31,000, setting another record. The NASDAQ at 13,000 for the first time with orderly transition now coming in the White House. They believe that's going to happen, and that's where they're at. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. I think I know who this is. Is this Mary?
Good morning. I wanted to say they were offered help and they turned it down, the police department, from the federal people in the National Guard by other people, and they turned it down.
Yeah, but again, that's political. That's not the police doing that.
Correct.
That's the police going back to the mayor saying, by the way, you've been offered help. Do you want to take it? No, I don't. That's what that was.
You know what's funny? The fence, they have a fence around it now.
Yep.
That's what I call protecting your borders.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Yep, thank you. Yeah, she brings up a good point there. But again, you know, when you take a look at all of this, oh, and by the way, Iran chimed in on top of all this. You want to talk about adding insult to injury? Listen to this one. Iran warned President Trump they are still going to revenge the Soleimani killing. And then, did you hear what happened in Iraq yesterday?
What was that?
They've issued an arrest warrant for President Trump in the killing of Qassem Soleimani.
Okay, well, you know, it's what we hear from Iran and what we hear from Iraq. That's very, you know, they say that, I think, a lot for their local consumption, because obviously they're trying to tell their own people, hey, look how strong and powerful we are, that kind of
thing. And the government in Iraq is a puppet government of what's in Iran, because they all happen to belong to that same religious and political persuasion.
Well, exactly. But, and again, you know, that's based on the anniversary of Soleimani's taking out Soleimani. Honestly, again, I think a lot of it can be rhetoric.
Yep.
However, that being said, we have to take it incredibly seriously.
Now, here's something else. There's a report. We cannot confirm nor deny it because we're not hearing from the vice president. But Senator Jim Inhofe from Oklahoma said that the vice president is angry over Trump's treatment of him, pressure over the election in Congress, the electoral vote affirmation, and that his chief of staff on the day that that happened was not allowed back into the White House. They locked him out.
Yeah, we're hearing this kind of thing. And certainly, you know, I think Pence had to do a lot of soul searching. He had to stand on the ground that he wanted to stand on in terms of, you know, not certifying the certain slates of electors.
But there's a reason for that. The Constitution, okay, the Constitution clearly defines what he did, and he did exactly what he did. Could they challenge? Yeah. Could the Congress then vote on it, yay or nay? Yeah. Did they? Yeah. Did the Trump side win? No, they lost. So guess what? Case closed. See ya.
Well, exactly. But he did come under pressure for that. There's
and
no
the
doubt.
Problem, yeah. And the problem for that is obviously the courts didn't take up the case because they didn't feel that there was enough solid evidence there for them to be able to take up the case and win it, number one. Number two, the Supreme Court has been silent.
Exactly right. Now, you know, Captain, there is a dynamic here that because there was no quote-unquote fair hearing of any of these objections, not the ones in the Congress yesterday, but generally speaking, that you have a lot of people who just aren't going to let that go, and it goes to that national unity factor.
Yeah.
You know, if it had been discussed, had
yeah.
been looked at, we might have a different outcome.
But here's how you change it. This is 2021. Next year is 2022, midterm elections. We must, emphasize the word must, get election reform in this country, especially in the blue states where we saw what we saw happen, the seven states that are out there. Those people in those states, you need to get this ball rolling right now. You need to start a movement. All politics are local. They start local and go up the ladder from there. Think nationally, act locally, start electing people at the local level that will do what needs to be done. Get them come out and support election reform because of what happened. Get them to do that. Don't support any candidates unless they say they're going to support election reform. And guess what? If they don't do it, vote them out and do it again.
Exactly right.
Okay, I'm off my pedestal now. All right, hold on there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back. Captain's America Third Watch is coming back. Truckers Highway and Bible Report still got plenty of stuff to go on. We're going to refresh the weather map and see if we got us any more stuff going on out there, which I suspect we probably do. Don't go nowhere. And I got a really good Charlie Daniels song coming up, too. Be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, that's Donna Fiducia up here, Carrollton, Georgia Way, just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hooah to everybody down there in Fort Benning, Georgia. Thanks so very much for tuning in, chiming in, and opining in. We heard from Fort Benning yesterday and some of the soldiers there, and I'll have to dig that email out of the several hundred that I got yesterday from Georgia. I got a whole bunch of email from Georgia yesterday, and thanks very much to the listeners in Georgia that are getting behind the show and getting behind us. We really appreciate that because we aim to please here on this program, and the please is we're all Americans. We're all Americans first. You can choose to agree to disagree, but you have to be respectful, and you have to respect the people around you. And if you don't, then you are part of the problem. Okay, here we go. Let's listen to Charlie Daniels, one of his favorites.
Flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America sticks in the
Charlie Daniels, Only in America, and that was one of his really great songs from the Blast in the Past, we'll call that, and I'm going to bring Kyle into this. What did you think about that one?
Yeah, I think, wasn't that around the era of the first Gulf War?
It sure was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, I'm going to read this weather statement, then I'm going to give it over to you. A weather system off the southeast coast will move northward along the coast. Heavy snow will continue into the southern Appalachians with a wintry mix possible into portions of the middle Atlantic and rain elsewhere. Out west, the Pacific system will bring rain on soggy ground that could cause landslides, mountain snow, gusty winds, and dangerous surf conditions. Go for it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we're following tonight some dense fog as well in different parts of the West. We've got dense fog in the Central Valley of California. This is going to be north of Bakersfield, south of Modesto, along California 99 and Interstate 5. Also, winter weather advisory in Northern California, just as you head up towards the border with Oregon. If you're heading towards Medford, for example, on Interstate 5, winter weather advisory, that extends up basically up into Central Oregon there. Also, wind advisory near Seattle tonight as well. Up on I-90 near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, 4th of July Pass. They are reporting icy patches, also wind gusts of about 19 miles per hour, and then look out as well for patchy fog as well if you're going through 4th of July Pass tonight. Dense fog advisory in central Montana near Helena and Great Falls. Also, winter weather advisory as you come down, let's see here, I-90 heading into Wyoming. So you've got that to deal with there. Also, we've got reports tonight of some freezing fog in the central New Mexico area as well near Ruidoso, extending down from what we're told to I-10, it looks like. And so be very careful out there.
Well, it is, and I'll go come up to I-40 here. Tucum carry over east in about 50 to 60 miles in the panhandle of Oklahoma. You do have cold temperatures, fog, freezing fog, ice on the bridges, or they're telling us ice on the mirrors on the trucks. You got the heated mirrors turned on tonight if you're doing that. And then all the way down to Fort Stockton, Odessa, Pecos, Texas, I-10, I-20 junction over towards Abilene. You've got fog, mixed areas of fog below freezing temperatures. That would be freezing fog on any of the metal objects as well as the bridges. Be careful there. We'll go up into North Dakota. Same situation up there. Very cold temperatures. There's some areas where you've got the iced over bridges. You've got a dense fog advisory, I-29 all the way from Nebraska and, let's see, Sioux City and down to Omaha. And down a little bit below Omaha, too, all the way up to the Canadian border. So that area is dense fog with below freezing temperatures where there will be freezing fog. Same scenario across most of Minnesota tonight in the northwestern corner of Wisconsin. We do have some snow right along the border, Kentucky, West Virginia, with some more chances and possibilities for snow in the mountains off to the east. In addition, if you're traveling Tennessee tonight, I-40 and I-64, eastern part of West Virginia, along with Virginia, going over towards Richmond in the higher elevations, you will have snow. There is a winter storm warning for all of the Piedmont, all the way down I-85 to North Georgia. And if you're going up 75, you're going to hit it up around Chattanooga, Tennessee state line, on up to Knoxville, on up I-81, all the way up into Virginia. And that storm is continuing to move to the east and to the north as the system that's out there off the Atlantic coast is going to pull it up the north. So you're going to have a lot of snow tonight. And where you don't have snow, you got rain. And some of that rain is freezing at the moment. Plus, we got some gale wind conditions, it looks like, tonight in the Gulf from about New Orleans all the way over to Big Bend in Florida.
That's exactly right. Yep.
All right. Tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow on the weekend show.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And by the way, I got an email here that I'm going to address, but I can't do it now. I'll do it at the bottom of the next hour during the military report. Okay, joining us right now on the telephone line from FoundersCode.com, we have got Denise Simon. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Very unfortunate circumstance out of the D.C. Situation. A police officer died last night just before we came on the air. He apparently had gone back to his office, his station, wherever he was at, collapsed there, and never quite recovered. Let's see here. I believe his name was Brian.
Brian Sicknick.
What was it?
Sicknick.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. And our thoughts and prayers go out to him and, again, to the people in Washington, D.C. that were involved. I cautioned them what the legal ramifications are going to be when you attack or assault or injure a police officer. Now, there's a whole bunch of people, and they put out a bunch of video yesterday pertaining to some of those attacks. Now they're facing felony assault charges.
That's right.
Or worse.
So he had been on life support and succumbed to those injuries in a physical altercation, apparently, with some of the protesters where on within Washington, D.C. this happened. They haven't described that. I don't know if that was inside the building or on the steps or out in the crowd. I have no idea.
Yeah, he was one of those people that was bum-rushed and didn't have much of a chance, and they decided to be real. They decided to get physical after him. They went after him, and he tried to defend himself. That was my understanding. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then we have one that died of a heart attack. We had one that died of a stroke. We have another lady out of Kennesaw, Georgia, 34 years old. She died, but it's very much in question about how that happened. It is suggested that she was trampled, which I found pretty strange. But anyway, then, of course, we have the Air Force veteran, too. So,
Yeah, and we'll just have to see what happens, because I'm telling you, there's a massive investigation going on. They got the high-tech technology they're using to try to identify these people. They'll use everything from social media to anything they can find about these folks. And when they find them, they're going to throw the book at them. I know they are.
Well, I mean, they said so.
Yeah.
And then Trump had issued that executive order when the monuments were being attacked.
That's right.
And said there'd be at least a 10-year prison term for destroying federal property.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we'll just, we'll hope for the best. We'll pray for the best, and hopefully everything will work out here. Because, again, you can either be part of the solution or remain the problem America has. If you want to sit over there and go, well, we can't clear this, fine, go have at it. But guess what? You're going to be in a minority, because now we're going to pick ourselves up by the bootstraps, put our big boy pants on, and guess what? We're going to do something about it, because we got another election coming in 2022 and local elections in 2021. You got to think nationally and act locally.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.